Part 1. Origins. The origins of the Revolution necessarily lie deep in America's past. A century and a half of dynamic developments in the British continental colonies of the New World had fundamentally transformed inherited European institutions and customary patterns of life, and had left many colonists believing that they were seriously deviating from the cultivated norms of European life. In comparison with prosperous and powerful metropolitan England, America in the middle of the 18th century seemed a primitive, backward place, disordered and turbulent, without a real aristocracy, without magnificent courts or large urban centers, indeed without any of the attributes of the civilized world. Consequently, the colonists repeatedly felt pressed to apologize for the crudity of their society, the insignificance of their art and literature, and the triviality of their affairs. Suddenly, in the 1760s, Great Britain thrust its imperial power into this changing world with a thoroughness that had not been felt in a century, and precipitated a crisis within the loosely organized empire. American resistance turned into rebellion. But as the colonists groped to make sense of the peculiarities of their society, this rebellion became a justification and idealization of American life, as it had gradually and unintentionally developed over the previous century and a half. Instead of being in the backwaters of history, Americans suddenly saw themselves as a new society, ideally equipped for a republican future. In this sense, as John Adams later said, the Revolution was effected before the war commenced. It was a change in the minds and hearts of the people. But this change was not the whole American Revolution. The Revolution was not simply an intellectual endorsement of a previously existing social reality. It was also an integral part of the great transforming process that carried America into the liberal democratic society of the modern world. Although colonial America was already a different place from Europe in 1760, it still retained, along with powdered wigs and knee breeches, many traditional habits of monarchical behavior and dependent social relationships. The Revolution shattered what remained of these traditional patterns of life and prepared the way for the more fluid, bustling, individualistic world that followed. The changes were remarkable, and they gave the American people as grand a vision of their future as any people have ever had. Americans saw their new nation not only leading a world revolution on behalf of republicanism and liberty, but also becoming the place where the best of all the arts and sciences would flourish. What began as a colonial rebellion on the very edges of the civilized world was transformed into an earth-shaking event, an event that promised, as one clergyman declared, to create out of the perishing world a new world, a young world, a world of countless millions, all in the fair bloom of piety. The growth and movement of population. In 1763, Great Britain straddled the world with the greatest and richest empire since the fall of Rome. From India to the Mississippi River, its armies and navies had been victorious. The Peace of Paris that concluded the Seven Years' War, or the French and Indian War, as the Americans called it, gave Britain undisputed dominance over the eastern half of North America. From the defeated powers, France and Spain, Britain acquired huge chunks of territory in the New World, all of Canada, East and West Florida, and millions of fertile acres between the Appalachian Mountains and the Mississippi River. France turned over to Spain the territory of Louisiana, encompassing